Yeah. Second parak of Nidah, third Mishnah. The previous Mishnah we said that depending on how much after the Tashmish found the blood, it didn't change it whether she's chayav achatas or shem toli or potter. So eiz achaz man. What is the period of time that's considered this achaz man that she'll be chayav and not shem toli? That's kedei she'tevi min amita v'tadiach poneh, to go off the bed and to wipe herself on the bottom. And that's a suffix. Achar kach, a period longer than that. Tameya me'eis la'eis, metame me'eis la'eis, that she's only tameya retroactively for 24 hours midrabanan, but she doesn't bring a korban since she found too far away. Ve'ena metame is boyala. And also, the one who was boiler, her husband, will not be tummy, because we don't have to concern retroactively that he became tummy. It's just a chumel gabi tayus. Yeah. There's a tumah in the rabbanon that he gets for touching it. But there's a, if a man is mishamish a nida, then in the raisa he gets the tumah also for 7 days. This does not apply if they found it later on. He says no, that the entire 24-hour period in the rabbanon they gave him a status of a boil nida and his tummy. We don't pass like this. Chacham do agree to Rav Kiva if she found a stain on her garment, that's the metame retroactively. That in, here they were going to tuma on the boil also, because since the kesem is dry and we know that it was there from a previous time, we don't know from when they were going to rabbanon, that even the boil that was boiled beforehand will be tuma.